The village of Tenelière, 8 kilometres east of Troyes, is the gateway to the Forêt d'Orient Regional Nature Park and the Balcon du Lac route. Records of the village date back to the 9th century, when it was known as Tanoclaria. Its heyday came in medieval times, when it was an important manor owned by a succession of 3 families, the de Danteville, the de Caniac, and the de Noble. It then passed to the Payot family, which made it a county seat under the name Payot. There are records dating back to 1338 of a castle surrounded by deep moats, which protected the area around the city of Troyes. Records indicate the castle was still standing in 1767. The village acquired its present-day name, Tenelière, in 1790. By then, the castle had gone. All that remains are the ruins of the manor farm. The village was ransacked by the enemy side during the campaign in northeast France in February and March 1814. In the centre of the village stands the church, dedicated to Pope St. Leo II. The Romanesque nave dates from the 10th and 12th centuries, while the choir and transept were added in the 16th century. The entire church was restored in the 19th century. Its steep bell tower and pitched roof, coupled with the timber-framed canopy and cut stone, give it a certain rustic charm. The 16th century stained glass windows, listed as historic monuments in 1908, are prime examples of Southern Champagne glasswork from the period. Some were donated to the church by the famous de Danteville family. The church once held partial remains of one member of the family. The hearts of Gaucher de Danteville and Anne Duplessis rested under a black and white marble plaque with copper inlay, dating from 1531 and listed as a historic monument. They were later moved to Polizy Church. The church's most striking feature is the stunningly realistic recumbent statue of Louise de Coligny, dating from the late 16th century. The statue, made from white marble, rests on a black marble plinth. Tenelière is a pleasant place to live, combining preserved nature and heritage with a thriving local economy, all against the backdrop of the peaceful countryside and the bustling city close by. The brick and beam-built homes are typical of the Aube countryside and are interspersed with more modern buildings.